Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion through a very few questions real quick. Yes, thank you so much for your time. In this case, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th, 2024? Are you definitely going to vote? You're very likely to vote? Or you will definitely vote? Or you're very likely to vote? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'm voting for RFK Jr.
Okay, I understand. But how about in the past? For whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Oh, okay. I voted for Trump.
For Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, right? Thank you.
Okay.
And with which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat, or no party affiliation?
I'm registered Republican.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you've completed? Just to make sure we're speaking of people of all types. Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college
junior
graduate
college,
with associates.
I have an AA degree.
Oh, two-year degree, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And what is your main racial background? African American, black, Asian, Asian American, white, Caucasian, Hispanic?
White, Caucasian, Spanish. I have red hair and light green eyes, but I'm Spanish.
Okay. Oh, you're Spanish. We're going to go to that later on, but you're white, Caucasian, right? Thank you so much. So what is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 46 to 55? Appreciate that, sir. And from the following list, which issues should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes, crime and public safety, abortion, the environment, K-12 education, growth and overdevelopment, proper insurance costs, or healthcare?
I would say at least half of those, but primarily right now the economy.
The economy, so you would say inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. And if the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Republican candidate? Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Slightly to the Libertarian candidate or the Republican, whichever of the two.
Okay, lean slightly to Republican candidate. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove on the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
He should retire, go to a home
okay.
or go to hospital.
Would you somewhat disapprove or I believe strongly disapprove, right?
Strongly disapprove of what he's doing.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as a president?
I think he was very naive and allowed a lot of stupid things to slow him down. And he could have accomplished a lot more than he did if he would have.
Would you somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve in that case on the job that
somewhat
Donald
approve.
Trump did? Somewhat approve, right. Okay, thank you. Gotcha. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I approve. 100%.
Strongly approve. Okay,
strongly
thank
approve.
You. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just say so. A Sabina Cobo, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I don't know her.
Oh, you never heard of her or you have no opinion?
I never heard of her.
Never heard of her. And how about Vicky Lopez?
I think I've heard of her, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so you would say that it's no opinion, right?
No opinion, because I don't know where that was.
No worries. Thank you, sir. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Well, if it's only those two assholes, yeah, I would have to vote for Trump, but I'd rather vote for Robert Kennedy Jr.
Okay, that's important too. I just see the verbatim options. I don't see that information here, but let's go ahead and go by your answer, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald J. Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for Florida State House of Representatives were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
She's not in my district. My district is Maria Salazar. She's in the congresswoman
okay.
now. But I will vote for okay. Maria Salazar.
Okay. Though if the elections for Florida State House Representative were held today, though I don't see that option available here, would you still vote for Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican
Vicky
candidate?
Vicky Lopez, yes. She was in
Vicky
my
Lopez.
District.
Thank you. If she were in your district, thank you. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for Vicky.
Thank you. And I am now going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your opinion, in your political beliefs?
I guess a conservative.
Okay, somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
I appreciate that.
It's
thank you. This concludes our survey. Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you would say definitely in that case, very conservative. But thank you. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time. That's it, actually, sir. Yeah. You're all welcome. Right. Take care. Bye-bye now.